الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق ويعطي على الرفق ما لا يعطي على الأنف وما لا يعطي على ما سوى أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. Our shariat, our deen, one of the beautiful and fundamental aspects of it is one Jew approached Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said to him, Ayatun fi kitabik. There is one verse in the Quran. In other words, he didn't say in the Quran, he said in you people's book, referring to the Quran. Lo alayna ma'ashar al-yahud nazal. If alayhi salam this verse had been revealed, لَاتَّخَذْنَا هَذَا الْيَوْمَ عِيدٍ We would have made the day of its revelation a day of great celebration. Such a significant verse has been revealed in your people's book. Umar was not an ordinary person. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality who had a very, very deep insight and intelligence. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted this for us. When he said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌ لَكَانَ عُمَرٍ If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Such intelligence Allah blessed him with. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala, without hesitation, he said, I know the verse that you are referring to. I can tell you the time it was revealed. I can tell you the place that it was revealed. And you are talking of one Eid. For us it was two Eids. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his camel Qaswa. It was Friday, which is one Eid. It was the day of Arafah, which is another Eid. After Asr, Jibreel came down with the verse that you are referring to. Sahaba say such was the weight of the verse that the back of the camel almost broke. It couldn't take the weight. And what was that verse? Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa radhitu lakum al-islam deena. Those of us who have a little bit of perception or understanding of the Arabic language, Quran is afsahul kalam. Quran is the most eloquent of speech. There is no standard of speech that is higher than the Quran. Normally, this verse should have been, أَكْمَلْتُ الْيَوْمَ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. But Allah Ta'ala changed the sequence. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ. In doing this, the expression الْيَوْم is highlighted. And what is behind this? From Adam alayhi salam, thousands of years have passed. Thousands of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam have come. Throughout the ages, Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam came with scriptures and revelations, book upon book, shariat upon shariat, nabi upon nabi, century upon century. And after aeons of period and time, tribulations, tests, hardships. Today, finally, al-yawm, akmaltu lakum deenakum. Your deen has reached its pinnacle and height and perfection. Our deen, atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Allah says, I completed my favor upon you. Waradhitu lakum al-islam deena. And now it is set in stone till qiyamah. No other way of life, no other shariat, no other deen will ever be accepted in the sight of Allah besides the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So coming back to the point I was making, we have a vast heritage. We have a deen that will address every challenge, every difficulty, every hardship humanity will face right up till Qiyamah. So the Quran, more than 6,666 verses. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one muhaddith. There is one title in usul of ahadith, in principles of ahadith, which they say, hafiz a hadith. Hafiz a hadith, it's one title. What that means? It means that that particular muhaddith, by memory, knows more than 100,000 ahadith. Then he is called Hafiz al-Hadith. And there were many like that. So millions of ahadith. More than 6,000 verses in the Quran. There are certain verses of the Quran which ulama-i-kiram say are like nature and essence. Because if I have to start now, 6,000 verses even with my limited knowledge, Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah in his Bidayah wa Nihaya mentions one alim of the 5th century of Islam. Not 1st century, 5th century of Islam. In his masjid in Kufa, he started tafsir of Surah Baqarah. One surah. Surah Baqarah, he started tafsir. It's mentioned historically, Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions, 26 years passed, the alim passed away and he didn't finish the tafsir of Surah Baqarah. So 6,666 verses, how long it's going to take us to discuss? Millions of ahadith, but fundamentally, principally, there are a few verses in the Quran, which is what we call nature and essence. And one such verse, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. This لَقَدْ is like you take a hammer, and you knock laqad without a doubt. Like we say in Urdu, samjho ya na samjho, mano ya na mano, ye baat haq hai. Understand, don't understand, accept, don't accept, doesn't matter, this is set in stone. Laqad. And then kana. Kana is in Arabic past tense. Allah is about to tell you something, yet Allah is using the past tense. In other words, definitely this is going to happen. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ. Look at the emphasis. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ. Even if you don't understand Arabic. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ. In other words, this package is exclusively for you, Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and no one else. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ. And then fee. fee inside. Logically, this word fee in this context doesn't make sense. I'm drinking from this glass. One is you can put water around the glass. What happens when you put water inside the glass? That is fee. So Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي. In other words, doob jao. Drown yourself, fi Rasulillah, in the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just outward, imbibe it. Color yourself. Fi Rasulillah, in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is this? Uswa. What is uswa? Qudwa. This is your role model. This is your example. And then very, very beautiful word the Quran uses. Allah could have said perfect. Allah could have said excellent. Allah could have said immeasurable. Many things Allah could have said. But what does Allah say? For you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, uswatun hasana is the most beautiful example. Beauty. He was beauty whichever angle or direction you look at him. He was the very embodiment of beauty. Today, unfortunately, when we think here of beauty, we think of beauty salon, we think of cosmetics, we think of painting, we think of using perfume, we think of using little chemicals to make yourself look beautiful. Superficial beauty is not beauty. Beauty is beauty on the inside. Whichever angle you looked at him, he was beauty and what? Ulama mentioned. Why does the Quran use the word beautiful? Because beauty is something that attracts. If you tell somebody, bhai, it's a very dark night, there's a 14th full moon shining. Somebody looks at the moon and says, what a beautiful sight. What a beautiful sight. Somebody comes next to him and says, you know what, give me some proof. How you know that's beautiful? You tell him, bhai, pagal ho gaya. Are you gone blind? What do you mean I have to prove it? Can't you see the beauty? Beauty is something automatically, naturally that attracts. It was this embodiment of true beauty that made enemies into devout followers. That like a magnet attracted people towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my respected brothers, what I want to discuss in this few minutes, occasion of Jummah, unfortunately, very limited time we have. When we talk of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even with my limited knowledge, we can spend hours, we won't even scratch the surface. But there is one aspect of his beauty that today, unfortunately, to a very large extent, has come out of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted this. He said, "Inna rifqa la yakunu fi shay'in illa zanahu." وَلَا يُنْزَوْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. He said, O my ummah, there is one quality that a human being will develop within himself. And any one of you that will develop this quality, I Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to you that this quality will make you into a beautiful human being. I'm not talking about cosmetics and paint beauty. I'm talking about true beauty. I'm talking about uswatun hasana. Following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Becoming attractive and beautiful to humanity like how he was. He said there is one quality. Develop it within yourself. You will become beautiful. And any one of you that is deprived of this quality, shanahu, will become the very embodiment of ugliness. No one will want to come close to you. This quality, before I explain it, ulama say this is so integral and so important. They say the whole mizaj and temperament of deen and shariat is based on it. It is a quality that shines from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say this quality is the center point of Islam and akhlaq and character. Now when you say center point, understand it by way of example. Somebody is driving a Mercedes-Benz or a Rolls-Royce or a Ferrari, but his wheel balancing is off. Can be a Rolls-Royce, can be a Mercedes-Benz, can be a Ferrari. You'd rather sit in a Suzuki than sit in that car if the wheel balancing is off. Because you won't be able to get anywhere. In exactly the same way, ulama say this is the center point, this is the balance. Have this and this car will run. This is not there, the car won't run. What is that quality? Inna Allaha Rafiq. Inna Allaha Rafiq. Yuhibbur Rifq. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my Allah is very, very soft natured. My Allah is soft. My Allah is forgiving. My Allah is tolerant. My Allah is not harsh. Inna Allaha Rafiq, yuhibbur rifq, and Allah loves soft naturedness. Wa yu'ti ala rifq ma la yu'ti ala ma siwa, and Allah will open the doors of His khazana and treasures upon soft naturedness in such a way that He will never open it upon anything else like that. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah Taala idha ahabba abdan yu'tihi rifq." When Allah loves anybody, when Allah loves anybody, Allah makes him soft nature. Aisha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the reason I'm mentioning her name particularly is if there's time at the end, I'm going to mention one incident which occurred with Aisha. And jo akalmand hai, like they say in Arabic, al-aqilu takfihi al-ishara, akalmand ke liye ishara kafi hai. We'll get enough indication from that, those who understand. He told Aisha, Aisha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Nabi says to her, when Allah loves a household, when Allah loves a household, then He introduces soft-naturedness in that household. And the opposite? Innama. With that, he said, innama. Tahrumun nar. Tahrumun nar. In this hadith we learn, the quality of a jannati, quality of a jahannami. My Nabi described a jannati. Tahajjud guzar, rozedar. No, he didn't mention that. All that is in his place. But what he said? Innama tahrumun nar ala kulli hayyin layyin qareebin sahlin. Hayyin layyin qareebin sahlin. Take one thermometer and measure now. Are we becoming jannatis or which direction are we going? My Nabi described the jannati. He said it is a soft natured person. A person who is easy going. A person who is affable. A person who is qareeb. You can easily interact with him. When you look at him, he's smiling. He hasn't got a frown on his face. He's not unapproachable. You can't, it's not such that some people, you want to go close to them, you have to think twice. Quality of a jannati, he said, soft natured, approachable, affable, happy, chirpy. Today we have such a convoluted understanding of deen and sharia, that a person thinks the more muttaqi and the more pious I become, the more stern I must become. The more unapproachable I must become. The more harsh I must become. No! He said, takhrumun nar, takhrumun nar. Make yourself soft-natured. Make yourself compassionate. Make yourself easily approachable. Make yourself affable. Be of a generous and a chirpy nature. Allah will make jahannam haram on you. Throughout Quran, what we say, what we call in Urdu, what they say, ihsan jatana, Allah Ta'ala highlights, highlights, throughout Quran, Allah Ta'ala highlights special favors that He blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. Not going to go too much into detail, we're already running out of time, but very briefly, throughout Quran, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. O my Nabi, were you not a yatim, we gave you shelter. You were without knowledge, we guided you, we gave you knowledge. You were without means, we blessed you with means. وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ. We sent the Quran upon you. We taught you hikmat. We gave you wisdom. We taught you that which you did not know. Inna a'tayna kal kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka huwa al-abtar. Throughout Quran. My Nabi, we gave you this and we gave you this and we gave you this and we gave you this. But there is one verse in the Quran where Allah mentions one special favor which Allah says we bless Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. Like I said, those of you, to truly appreciate this, we have to have some understanding of Arabic. Sometimes, like I said, Quran is afsahul kalam, the most eloquent of speech. Sometimes sequence is changed. In Arabic, this is a mode. This is part of balagat and eloquence. When you change the sequence, it highlights the meaning. So this verse should have been, lintalahum. لِنْتَ لَهُمْ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَذَ ظَهْرَكَ إِنَّا آتَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ. We gave you this, we gave you this, we gave you this, we gave you this. All this in its place. Here the sequence changes. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Easy way to understand this is like sometimes koi apne baahon ko phelta hai. Spread your arms out. فَبِمَا. Oh my Nabi, it was a very, very great rahmat and mercy of Allah upon you. What? In what way? لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. My Nabi, we made you soft-natured. We made you soft-natured. We made you compassionate. We made your heart soft. This was a great rahmat and mercy of Allah upon you. And then, Allah sunnat. Allah sunnat. Allah sunnat. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. The armies of the world, the technologies of the world, the scientists of the world, the superpowers of the world can come together. They will never change the sunnah of Allah. Allah is the creator of insan. Allah knows the psychology of this human being. Allah made you and I, and this verse maps out psychology of insan. Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen to this from this Jummah. If you take nothing else, take this. My Allah addresses my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says to him, it was my very, very great mercy upon you that I made you soft natured. I made you tolerant. I made you very, very affable in your nature. Walau kunta, if hypothetically, my Nabi, walau kunta, if you had been fadhan, ghaliz al qalb. Two terms Quran uses. Fadhan means somebody who is harsh in his speech, hits out with his tongue, always scolding, always taunting, always pointing out weaknesses, deficiencies, shortcomings. My Nabi, hypothetically, if we made you like that, fadhan, ghaliz al-qalb means harsh in the heart, harsh on the tongue, harsh in the heart, intolerant with the tongue, intolerant in the heart, scolding, taunting with the tongue, scolding, taunting with the heart. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we made you like that, then what would have happened? لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Infidad. Infidad means when one is to run. In Arabic, هَرَبَ يَهْرِبُ means to run. Allah doesn't say run. Allah says infidad, without looking back, like if a bomb had to explode here. No one will look helter skelter, everyone will be running. That is infidad. Allah says, oh my Nabi, before I translate this, we need to understand who is this being said to. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is Allah referring to? Allah is referring to Sahaba. Sahaba. And who are Sahaba? Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ وَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. There's no time to go into the detail. All these verses that I recited, one meaning only. Oh my Nabi, your Sahaba are like this, and they are like this, and they are like this. Quran, verse upon verse, Allah heaps praises on the students of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Verse upon verse, they are, and then the accolade, Allah says, Kullan wa'adallahu al-husna, oh my Nabi, your Allah takes an oath that every one of your Sahaba is a Jannati. This is that Jamaat. Better ustad, impossible. Greater students, impossible. In the kalam of the Quran. And yet my Allah addresses Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, despite Sahaba being of that level, oh my Nabi, if you were harsh with your tongue and you were harsh in your heart, these same Sahaba would have run away from you. Lan faddu min khawlik. Not just run, without looking back, they would have abandoned you. Why? You want to become beautiful. You want to become attractive. You want to become such that you want to become a magnet. You want to become an ambassador of Islam. You want to draw people closer to the obedience of Allah and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like those tires need to be balanced. My respected brothers, your nature has to be soft. You have to be tolerant. Harshness, there is no room in Shariat. Intolerance, there is no room in Shariat. Hitting out, scolding, finding fault all the time, there is no room for that in Shariat. Ask yourself the question, when this verse was revealed? When did Allah say to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. It was Allah's very special mercy that you were made soft-natured. If you were harsh in tongue and in heart, Sahaba would have run away from you. When is Allah telling this to him? On an occasion more hurtful and more painful for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were very few occasions in his life. Hamza is made shaheed. 70 homes of Medina are broken. Women are made widows. Children are made orphans. Sahaba are slaughtered on the Maidan of Uhud. Allah made it such majority of them in that confusion when the false news was spread that Nabi, na'uzu billah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has become shaheed. What happened? They couldn't think straight. Such love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that confusion, Sahaba ran away from the battlefield, majority of them. 17 or so remained with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rest ran away. The enemy heaped carnage upon the Muslims. History bears witness to this. Sahaba ran away. And then, when the confusion settled and they realized what a big mistake we made. We abandoned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We left him. We left him on the battlefield. We allowed the enemy to do so much of harm, so much of carnage to the ummah. No words can describe what must have been the pain in the heart of Sahaba when they realized the mistake that they made. Such a great guna, such a great mistake. At that time, when they realize their mistake, they come back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Nabi's home had been broken. His uncle had been slaughtered. His beloved companions had been slaughtered. What should have been his reaction? He should have been upset. He should have been angry. He should have scolded them. He should have taunted them. What is wrong with you? How could you have done that? Yet, marhaba, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome. Smiling, beaming face of forgiveness and tolerance. On that occasion, this verse comes down. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ Oh my Nabi, it was my very special mercy that Allah made you like this. If you are harsh and intolerant, learn faddu, this jamaat of yours that loves you and is prepared to give their lives for you, they would have abandoned you and ran away. And then, Allah's mercy, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ Oh my Nabi, forgive them. He had already forgiven them. And not just forgive them, this is sahaba, sahaba, sahaba. Not just forgive them. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ O my Nabi, forgive them and on their behalf ask me to forgive them. Forgive them and on their behalf ask me to forgive them. That jamaat. What greatest sabak can we learn? My respected brothers, I'll terminate. One incident. Thabit bin Hazal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah zanaytu. He says, Oh Medina, Medina, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran is coming down, wahi is coming down, the noor of nubuwwat, the noor of sahaba, sahabi comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, I committed zina. What does my Nabi do? Become upset, become angry, become harsh, become intolerant, read the riot act? No! لَعَلَّكَ قَبَّلْتَ No. Maybe you kissed, you didn't make zina. زَنَيْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ زَنَيْتُ Allah's qasam I made zina, make me pak. My Nabi looks at sahaba. Abihi junoon, abihi sakran. Maybe he's lost his mind, maybe he's gone mad. That's why he's saying this. Or maybe he's drunk some liquor, he's intoxicated. Wallah, if even one sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I saw him drinking intoxicants. Or I saw him one day displaying behavior of a madman. There and then Rasulullah SAW would have forgiven him. But he insisted. Wallahi zanaytu, Ya Rasulullah, I committed zina. Execute Allah's had upon me. I made tawbah. I want Allah to forgive me. Compelled Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, finally the had of Allah, the law of Allah. Thabit bin Hazal is stoned to death. At that time, my Nabi goes to the one who had encouraged him to come and do what? Encouraged him to come and mention, come and reveal his weakness and his shortness. Thabit bin Hazal, when he realized, Maiz Aslami radiallahu anhu, when he realized his mistake, he goes to Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mizaj of nubuwwat, softness, tolerance. Abu Bakr says, no one knows you did the wrong. Only Allah knows. Quietly make tawbah, Allah will forgive you. He goes to Umar. Umar says the same thing. Still, he's worried what is going to happen in Allah's court. Then he goes to Thabit bin Hazal. Thabit bin Hazal says, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tell him what you did. That incident occurs. Sahabi is stoned to death. My Nabi goes to Thabit bin Hazal. And what does he say to him? He says, Ya Hazal, lo satartahu bi thawbik, lakana khayran mimma faal. If only you had concealed him. If only you had encouraged him to quietly make tawbah, that would have been far better than what you did. Today, look at social media. Look at this eye that we have. This eye that we have looking for faults, looking for weakness, looking for shortcomings. Looking, this one did this, that one did that. This harshness, this intolerance, this rigidity. Whether it's our children, whether it's our wives, whether it's our staff, whether it's our businesses, whether it's those we come into contact with. And the sad reality, my respected brothers, is many of us think this is deendari. The more pious I become, the more muttaqi I become, the more harsh, the more intolerant, the more my sharp, razor sharp gaze upon others. Wallah, my respected brothers, weigh this type of behavior in front of the akhlaq and seerah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It can never be weighed. It can never be weighed. Islam, the balancing act. Uswatun hasana. He said, this will bring beauty in you. You will become a beautiful human being inside and outside. Become tolerant. Become soft-natured. Take this nafrat, hatred, take this dislike, looking down upon others. Cleanse ourselves from this. The more we will cleanse ourselves, the more we will be anointing ourselves with the qualities of a jannati, and the more Allah will beautify us internally and externally. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir.